When a book runs, a librarian follows. It was the law, part threat, part promise of the unwritten wing. Hero knew this. All the books knew this. It was thoroughly known. What was unknown was what a book was supposed to do when the librarian ran. The arcane wing had become a carefully layered thicket. No, not a thicket, a fort. Hero danced between half-crumpled crates of artifacts, malice and wonder dribbling out from between the cracks. A stack of folded gold cloth tilted precariously, and Hero sidestepped the silk avalanche. It was worse than Rami had described when, in the low, gentle tones of a worried sheepdog, he'd asked Hero for help.
She hasn't conducted an inventory in a month. Not since.
He trailed off, finding it either impossible or unnecessary to indicate the epicenter of Claire's distress. Of everyone's, really. A mysterious ink that stained and threatened to possess Claire, a muse angling for revolution, Hero's book, gone. No one emerged from that nonsense with the unwritten ink okay. Under different circumstances, Hero would still be sunk into a dark corner of hell and an even darker corner of whatever passed for a bottle of ale in these parts. He suspected Walter could point him the way, but those were different circumstances, and this, well, this was Claire. The arcane wing had been ruled by Claire's discipline, iron will pitted against magical chaos. But now order had been discarded, however temporarily, in a search for answers that weren't there. Hero cleared the last wall of defense, a particularly cluttered table where ornate jewelry lay in a tangled nest, and found the center of Claire's warren. Go away. Ah, this was why Rami had asked Hero to help. Ramiel was a steady assistant, could lend infinite wise guidance and support. That patently wasn't what Claire needed right now. People only ever brought Hero in when there was monstrous prodding to be done. The arcanist was slouched in the chair behind her desk. She had an absurdly large book held up like a shield. Hero cleared his throat. Predictably, Claire ignored him.
Sulking doesn't suit you, Warden, Hero said.
The book lowered a fraction. Claire's face did an enjoyable contortion before settling into an arch frown as she saw him. Bodies didn't change much in hell, but Hero thought he could detect new, exhausted lines around her eyes that had not been there before. She rose and brushed past him with precisely the brusque, offended air he'd been hoping to elicit.
I don't have time to sulk, or for you. But I'm a delight.
Hero shadowed Claire's steps as she stopped to straighten a particularly teetering stack of crates. Even when cultivating chaos, Claire was tidy.
And you must have time. You've wasted nearly a month on self-pity.
Not self-pity. Research.
Ever your vice. Personally, I would prefer if you were a drunkard. It would be infinitely more entertaining for the rest of us.
I apologize for boring you.
Never that, no.
Hero smiled as Claire finally halted at the head of a row of shelves to look at him.
You are never that.
Claire sighed, but Hero could see her shoulders relax by inches. What do you want, Hero?
The same as you. Answers. But we already know we won't find them here.
Hero stepped closer, still feeling a thrill of wonder when he reached out to touch her chin, and she allowed it.
We've already faced the worst, Claire. What are you hiding from?
There was a moment when Claire drew a breath and her lips parted, and Hero thought he'd reached her. But then the answer came out of the darkness behind him.
The consequences of her own actions, if I was asked to wager a guess.